all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin from Big Cat Rescue. Diana, you are one special cool kitten. Paul tells me that you are turning 40 soon.
The birthday greeting from Carol Baskin goes for $299. A pep talk from Mia Hamm, the soccer great, $125. There are now thousands of actors, singers, athletes, celebrities, and whatever you would call Chevy Chase and Rod Blagojevich offering special messages on Cameo. But not BJ Lederman, who writes our theme music. As Nomi Fry, a culture writer for The New Yorker, recently reported, the pandemic has been good for Cameo.
When I spoke to Stephen Glanis, who's the CEO of Cameo, he told me that from the beginning of the pandemic, or at least when it hit the States, you know, in March until May, business was up 1,000%.
Why? Well, because if you can't be there to say HBD to your boo, you want one of Bravo's Real Housewives to do it, or Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray.
So it's people who are extremely famous, you know, to a certain subset of the population, but kind of niche, and one would say maybe kind of a C, D, or Z list even.
For the most part.
What up, dog? It's Big Snoop Dogg. Coming at you live on Cameo. I'm here to give you some shout-outs for you, your crew, and whoever want to do what we do.
Bolder-faced names are appearing now, and they charge accordingly, $750 for a shout-out from Snoop Dogg. Celebrities fix their own prices. Cameo's cut is 25%. Nomi Fry suspects there may be a greater cost.
The whole point of being someone's fan, worshiping someone, is that there is a kind of unfathomable gap between the civilian and the star.
Hi, I'm Gilbert Gottfried.
You're like, wait, you know me? How do you know my name? How do you know that it's my birthday today? Who told you?
And who's to say if the Cameo boom eventually fades away, but for now, they're there, A-list to Z, ready to wish you a Merry Rosh Hashanah.
It's almost like high comedy. Reality stars and like YouTubers and like singers of the past. It's just like the debris of popular American culture.
Think of it as recycling celebrities for fun and profit.